Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We thank you, everlasting God, for all you have been doing for us as individuals, as a family, as a church, as a nation. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the past Commanding Your Day broadcast. For all the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all manners of blessings that you have released through this broadcast, we say glory be unto your holy name, Father. Everlasting Lord, we thank you for those who are behind the scene, who are making sure that this program comes to life. We bless your holy name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, and we say, Lord, come and take control, and let your name be glorified. For everyone that's able to listen to this broadcast, Lord, Father, Lord, let them be mightily blessed in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, I welcome you once again to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. I pray that the Lord Himself will visit you. He will speak to you. His word will illuminate your path in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're listening to this broadcast today. We bring forth joy, we bring forth healing, we bring forth deliverance in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, His Word is Perfect. The Word of God is perfect. All you need is the Word of God. Hold on to the Word of God and it will transform your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text, which is what we are going to study this day, and it's from the book of Psalms, Psalm 19. Psalm 19, reading from verse 7 to verse 14. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and dripping of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgressions. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. The word of God is perfect. Actually, the word of God is our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 1, reading from verse 1. It says, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made." So the Word of God is perfect. And that's our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is perfect. He's perfect in all He's doing. That's Psalm 19 that we read in verse 7. You see, His word, the law of the Lord is perfect. And let us know that the word of God is the one that brings forth restoration. Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 23, say, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Are you looking for restoration? You can't look further than the word of God. It's the word of God that will restore you. That which you have lost, the word of God will bring forth restoration. It will restore you physically. It will restore you spiritually. It will restore you financially, maritally. In every area of your life, the word of God will bring forth his restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. It is the word of God that gives us understanding. Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6, it says, for the Lord gives wisdom, for his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Brothers and sisters, it is in his word that we get wisdom. It is in the word of God that we get knowledge. It is in the word of God that we get understanding. I pray that you have a desire to study the word of God. And as you do so, the Lord himself will reveal the hidden mysteries in his word to you in the name of Jesus. You see, most of the things we go about chasing, all we need to do is to spend some quality time in the presence of God, and he will reveal those things unto us. That's Psalm 19 verse 10. It tells us that the word of God, it says, more to be desired than gold, even much fine gold. He said, it's more than the fine gold, the ornament, the riches you are looking for. And that's why the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek after the word of God, seek after the things of God, and all those things shall be added unto you. He said, it is better than the fine gold, it's better than diamond, it's better than any ornament, it's better than anything in this world that you may be looking for. Seek the word of God. Dig yourself into the word of God. Go deeper into the word of God, and you will get that which you want. He also tells us, it's sweeter than honey and the dripping of honeycomb. So it's sweet. The word of God is sweeter than honey. You know how sweet honey is. And then you now have it to be sweeter than it. That is the word of God. The word of God is sweeter than honey. The word of God also illuminates us. It is instructive. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. He said, for the word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit and of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The word of God is living. There is no other word that is living except the word of God. It is the word of God that reveals unto you secrets. It reveals secrets unto you. It illuminates. You see, the word of God illuminates. That which we don't know, the word of God will begin to reveal unto us. It reveals our errors. It reveals our mistakes. Let's go back to that Psalm 119 that we read. He says that the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Are you looking for joy? It is the word of God that will give you the joy that you need. Why look for joy elsewhere? Study the word of God. And as you do so, the joy of the Lord will begin to overflow in your heart. You begin to have overflowing of the joy of the Lord. I pray that that will be your portion in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want you to know that as far as the word of God is concerned, in that verse 11 of Psalm 19, he said, moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Through the word of God, you are warned. God will begin to tell you, my son, my daughter, do this, don't do that. Follow my instruction. Follow the leading of the word of God. And as you follow them, you will find out that you will get a reward, a wonderful reward. The Lord will give unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 12, he said, who can discern his errors? At times we commit some errors that we do not even know, but the word of God will reveal them to us. He will reveal our errors. He said, declare me innocent from hidden faults. You know, there are different types of hidden faults that we have. God will begin to reveal unto us. There are sins that we committed that are hidden. And when you say a sin is hidden, it may be hidden from others, but it's not hidden from God. And it may be a sin that you don't even know that you have committed. You see, there are sins that you might have committed that you may not even know. For example, some have the spirit of pride, and they may not even know that they are proud. Everybody sees them and know they are proud, but they themselves don't know they are proud. But the word of God, when you dwell in the word of God, it begins to reveal unto you. And you begin to see yourself, how God sees you. And you can be like Isaiah that say, oh, I am undone. Because God revealed yourself to you through his word. He said, keep your servant back also from presumptuous sins. Some of us who are so stubborn, even when we are corrected, we still go ahead and do whatever you want to do. But when you have the word of God dwelling in you, you find that spirit of stubbornness, these presumptuous sins will be taken away from you because you are now obedient to the word of God. And you see, the word of God will never guide you wrongly. It will always lead you in the path of success. It will lead you in the path of righteousness. And that's what the word of God does for you. And I pray that you'll be able to take in the word of God. And in that verse 14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. When the word of God is reaching you, the word that comes from your mouth will now be acceptable in the sight of the Lord. And then you begin to experience indeed God as your rock, as your refuge, as your redeemer, as your provider, as your sufficiency. That all those things that you are chasing, you no longer chase after them. But the word of God is now reaching you. You are rich in the word of God. I pray that God will take you to that level in the mighty name of Jesus. I say that the word of God is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus left his heavenly throne in order to redeem us from the kingdom of darkness and reconcile us back to the Father. If you are hearing me today, you don't have a relationship with this God. I'm giving you this unique and wonderful opportunity. And I just want you to accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. And I say it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you. I want to bless you on behalf of these your children that have given their lives unto you. Concerning everyone that have listened to this broadcast, I prophesy unto you that the word of God will dwell richly in you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be guided and led by the word of God every day of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. His word will perfect everything that concerns you. Your foundation shall be restored by the word of God. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. The Lord will fight your battle. He will grant you victory in every area of your life. Whatever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the joy, the peace, and the power of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.